Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting third. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Clark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bruce Luke. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Hall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Tom Hall. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting third. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Fisher. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson takes first base on ball four. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Josephson moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Quilici moves to third. Bruce Luke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luke hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0 for 1 in the game. Uhlander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Uhlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Luck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Quilici hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Josephson hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Clark reaches second base with a double. Bruce Luck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luck is 0 for 1 in the game. Look hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Look and he is out, Clark applying the tag. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ulander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carew moves to second. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Josephson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alomar moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Ulander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ulander. Ward reaches second base with a double. Alomar scores. Josephson goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams is walked intentionally. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McGraw hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Belander chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Clark. Clark fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Clark. Ward scores. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, White Sox. Al Worthington now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Hansen now playing third base. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Look is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Look is 0-for-2 in the game. Look hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Look reaches second base with a double. Clark moves to third. John Rosboro pinch hits for Al Worthington. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro strikes out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-3 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clark scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Look moves to third. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ulander hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Miller now pitching. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisher strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio strikes out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Woody Held now playing right field. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliva hits a pop-up towards third. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hansen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hansen moves to third. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hansen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Look is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Look is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Look hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Cott pinch runs for Bruce Look. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Jerry McNerney now catching. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Bob Miller. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tovar hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.